T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And do you think having the Skyway just fix is the alternative, or do you think it is something completely different?
It remains to be seen. I can certainly see some alternatives and scenarios where the Skyway is no longer there. Having said that, it's a really important part of Buffalo's history. So I can imagine parts of the Skyway maybe remaining as sort of an homage to what currently is here. But by all means, I think there's a need to have a discussion about what function does it really serve, what purpose does it really serve, and to make sure that matches with the future reality for the town.
And what's your background in urban development? Where are you from, and kind of what other structures do you think would work here that are in other cities?
I'm a planner, so my background is in planning, and I've been working for about 20 years as a planner, primarily at the federal level in policy. And I think there's a lot of inspiration from all around the world, both places that are water adjacent, that have figured out how to both allow for seiches and weather-related surges and make sure that still makes for a livable community. Of course, I think a lot of us are inspired by the High Line and the 11th Street Bridge redevelopment in D.C. And things like that, of thinking differently about how elevated structures can be used and serve as community amenities. So a lot of inspiration, I think, from around the world that we can pull on.
And as a panelist, too, do you have like a checklist you're going through when you're going through these submissions of what you think a first place submission would be?
It absolutely has to respond to the needs of older adults. I think we know that as a country, we're aging. By the year 2035, we'll have more people over the age of 65 than we will under the age of 18. And so a place that doesn't serve the needs of older adults well doesn't serve communities well.
And then, I just had it. It was, would you reach out to the community too to ask what they want, what they need, surveys, anything like that? How are you kind of reaching out into the community to see what they want?
Yeah, this process has to be grounded in public input, absolutely. And I do know that public input is a big part of this process. So when we come around, when the jury panelist stage exists or is scheduled, that will come on the heels of public input, and that will be a huge part of, I think, of what we are evaluating, what we're considering.
In first place, does that mean their design wins, or like second and third place? I'm kind of confused, just like first, second, and third. Like, are all their designs going to be incorporated, or kind of?
That's a question you'd have to ask New York State. I don't know how they plan on using that. I would think that there may be that there's elements from each of the plans that are incorporated and ultimately built, but I think we'll look to that first place winner as really the setting the vision.
Great.
How could this fit the needs of the community?
Well, actually, I see some really beautiful design elements in the pillars themselves, but what I really see is a physical and intellectual separation of people who use it for transit only, that is one singular purpose. And what I see all around it is this place being reborn, that's in a way that serves so many functions. We were out here last night. We saw families, people of all ages, of all colors, of all ethnicities, coming down and really activating the space and using it to enhance their quality of life. That means that they have transportation needs, but they also have social and community-based needs. The Skyway right now serves one purpose only. So I think the question is, like, how do you rethink that in a way that can deliver multiple benefits for community members?
You ever hear the High Line down in Long Island City?
I know the High Line in New York City. Yeah,
that's exactly where it is.
Yeah.
What about that type of idea coming here? You think that's possible?
I think it's absolutely possible. And I think, we learned this morning that this was originally constructed as a bridge, mm-hmm. where pedestrians would walk up it and take in the view. That's currently not possible. The High Line has made that possible for people in New York City, and we've seen the huge demand for that kind of a space among people who live there. It makes their lives better. So that certainly could be a part of the redevelopment here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.